without fail. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
In a chair.
Been there before?
Never, I swear it.
You don't know how you got there. You've never been there before, but you were sleeping in a chair and Miss Hollister...
Is that her name?
You wouldn't know, would you? You only killed her.
Oh, that's a lie.
Okay, okay, tell it nicely.
I walked through the apartment and... well, I found her. She was lying on the bed.
Well, when the doctor got there, she was on the floor.
I explained. You know I explained that.
Aren't there no better than to move a dead body?
I didn't know she was dead, I tell you, but... She was lying there as if she was sleeping.
And you've never seen her before, never been there before, and this doll is strangled while you're sleeping in a chair. She's wearing a nightdress, and she was strangled, Logan, strangled.
And her name is Hollister?
Marion Hollister, as if you didn't know. A rich girl with rich parents, and they have enough pull at City Hall to put you away for life, just for being there. Want to change your story?
I can't change it. That's the way it happened.
Chief, I hate to say this at my time of life, but I have a sneaking feeling this guy, Harry Logan, is telling the truth from the Hollister case.
He just happened to get in this apartment where she was killed, and he can't remember a thing.
He says he saw a girl in the subway. She was sick, or so he thinks.
Oh, so he thinks.
Yeah.
Well, how did he get to the apartment? How did he get in?
Oh, we don't know yet. But there's something we do know. Logan's hands don't fit the prints on the Hollister girl's neck. She was strangled by a much larger man.
I tell you what, Carly. Oh,
never. Not to my knowledge.
Sure.
Sure as I can be. Lieutenant Carly, this is like a nightmare.
Okay, son. Come upstairs to my office. I'm going to show you pictures of how she was when she was still alive.
No, no, I'm sorry to say I don't.
Was she the woman in the subway?
I don't know. You know how it is there, all darks and lights. I just don't know.
Don't worry then. Maybe we'll discover something. You're in the clear, son. Just go on your way.
What? Why, thanks. I don't understand what happened. I don't understand at all. It's a mystery to me.
Yeah, me too, son. Maybe one of those cases nobody can ever explain. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Give me a beer and a sandwich.
Coming up, buddy.
Thanks. Send it over to the table there.
Hello?
Beat it, sister.
I only wanted to thank you for what you did for me that night in the subway.
In the subway?
Yeah. I fainted and you helped me.
Who are you?
My name doesn't matter.
Sit down. Have a drink.
Not now, thank you.
The hat's hiding your face. I don't recognize you.
I'll take it off. Hey, is that better?
But you're Marion Hollister.
Why not?
Why not?
Beer and sandwich, 80 cents.
The girl here, where did you go?
What girl? I don't see no girl, mister.
Lieutenant Carly, I know you think I'm crazy, but this is on the level. I saw her. I spoke to her.
Marion Hollister is being buried today.
How did you identify her?
Her father made the identification, but we checked her fingerprints. They're on record. She knocked a guy over with her car 3 years back. Got away with a rap, although I think she should have gone to jail. Now, just take it easy, son.
But what happened then?
Why, you've been under a bad strain, boy. Been in jail, accused of murder. Well, you got a dream or a hallucination or something, that's all.
Well, somebody was impersonating her. She was exactly like her photograph.
Just take it easy, son. Where was this bar you were at?
Murphy's on the corner of Main and 60th.
Oh, I can't see a girl like Marion Hollister going in a place like that. Now, we're busy on the case. I'll talk to the bartender later. Just you go home and relax.
But it was her. I tell you, it was her. And if you aren't going to do anything about it, then I will.
Hey, you.
Yes, sir.
I'll deliver it to you. Okay, have a drink on the house. Beer?
Another cheap cup.
Scotch, then?
I don't want a drink.
What is this, mister? Hold up. Oh, I get it. I pay you or you raid the place. Your business is lousy. The most I could go is $50.
Look, I want information. A guy named Logan was in here the other night.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you know his name's Logan?
Right. One of the reporters told me. One of the newsmen.
You served him a beer at his table. It was a dame with him.
I never saw a dame.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Get your jacket, Buster. I'm taking you in.
Say, what is it?
Just for questioning. Are you coming quietly or in two pieces?
Oh, I'll come quiet. Cops. You can't win with cops.
That's me, son.
You're the crime editor of the Banner?
Yeah. I know your face. You're the guy.
And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
I don't think Logan believes in ghosts. Do you? But after all, he saw the girl dead. The fingerprints. Fingerprints don't lie. But ghosts do. They lie uneasily in their graves.
Sure.
Where's Fellini?
Not here. We're closed.
Where does Fellini live?
How should I know?
I'm a friend of his.
Who cares?
How much?
$50.
Spring a 10 spot.
Hand it over.
There. Now talk.
13 Wilshire Chamberlain. That's an unlucky number.
Lieutenant Carley. Hello, Carley? I'm in the apartment of Carlo Fellini at 13 Wilshire Chambers. Come over quick. Fellini's dead.
Okay, but in future you don't play cops and robbers, Logan. That's my job.
How did he die?
Shot.
Caught in a mink coat and crocodile shoes.
Suppose the maid is posing as her. Now she's dead.
Why should she do that?
Well, how do I know? Have you got the maid's home address?
Oh, for you, anything. Here it is. 7 Links Boulevard. That's on Karnowski in the Sticks.
Oh, thanks.
Her name is Ellis, Mary Ellis.
Well,
thanks for the Fellini story. Let's know if you come across anything.
Right. I owe you that much. Perhaps you've laid a ghost for me.
What do you want?
I want to discover the whereabouts of Miss Mary Ellis. I understand she is about to inherit some money under Miss Hollister's will.
I don't like me. Marion wouldn't have left Mary a red cent. Mary was fired long since. What is it, Seth?
No, not that. Is Mary Ellis here?
You're looking at her. Come in.
Thanks.
Now then, what is it?
You look rather like Marion Hollister, don't you?
I bet.
Where's the mink coat?
Down to the pawn shop. What's it to you?
Mary, who killed Carlo Fellini?
Oh, is that rat dead? Good riddance.
I think Mary Hollister killed him. Don't you? Then she was killed herself by one of Fellini's gangsters. And you've been impersonating her for some reason. Now, why?
Oh, go fry an egg.
Would you rather tell me or the police?
What's the diff? I don't know a thing about it. I've got nothing to hide.
I'm going home now. If you want me, my telephone number is Chenal 337. Make a note of it.
I'll write it on the Hudson River and forget it.
That might be your hard luck. I live at the Harvey Hotel, room 61. That's in Mesa.
I don't care if it's in the Bronx.
Someday you may just care. Someday you may wake up dead, the way Mary Hollister did. Now you just think about it.
I'll give you 2 seconds consideration. Now beat it.
Thanks. For nothing.
You can see yourself out, but don't scratch the woodwork.
Logan here, room 61.
This is Marion Hollister, Mr. Logan.
I don't know what the game is, honey, but Marion Hollister is dead. And I don't believe in ghosts.
Don't you, honey? Perhaps you should.
Whoever you are, what do you want?
To talk to you. Come over to the apartment. Where you found her?
Sure. Sure. And I'll bring the police with me.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, darling, if I were you.
Why not?
Because they wouldn't find anything there. Are you coming?
Okay. I'll be along.
I'll leave the door at the latch.
I'll be seeing you. Police? Give me Lieutenant Carley. Hello, Carley. I just wanted to tell you that I've got a date with a dead woman.
Nice fall, mister.
Thanks. Anybody there? Where are you, Marion? Where are you?
I'm here, darling.
Where?
There I was before.
No.
Don't you like me?
The same black negligee that approves it?
Darling, I want you to forget me. Please. I can't rest while this goes on. Please let me sleep in peace.
Come on, boy. Come on. Where's the light switch? Huh? Oh, here.
She was here.
Huh?
I tell you, she was.
Roy Ellis, too.
See yourself out and don't scratch the paintwork.
What the hell if the girl's fingerprints were checked?
Oh, surely. But you see, I was on a drunken driving charge. My maid looks a lot like I do. That's why I told her she could always get me an alibi. Well, I paid her well to stand in for me. It was her fingerprints they took, not mine.
Then the real Mary Ellis was the dead girl in your apartment.
That's right. My money comes from my dad. When I went to Fellini's place, Mary had seen around with me. I'd been forbidden to visit Fellini. Poor Carlo. I killed him. I killed him with this gun.
Put that thing away.
I shot Carlo because he was through with me. All he ever wanted was money and more money. He called me names that night. Carlo has a brother. Carlo's brother had big hands. Poor Mary Ellis. She did look like me.
Give yourself up. If you explain it...
No, it won't help now. I was going home by subway and I suddenly felt fainter. After all, I just shot Carlo. You wanted to help me and that was all. But I couldn't let you give evidence later that you'd seen me. That would have placed me too near to Fellini's place.
What happened to me?
I asked you to take me home. Then I rang a certain doctor I know. He just hypnotized you, that's all. Told you to forget and sleep. Logan, if I'd have gone into my bedroom, I'd have seen Mary Ellis dead. I didn't. Not till later. Then I couldn't move you, and I had to leave you there.
And now?
I tried to make you think I was my own ghost and shake you off the trail. I made up as Mary Ellis in case the police went to question her. They didn't. You turned up. But you didn't really believe in ghosts, did you?
I began to, at the end. How did you get out of the bedroom?
Oh, I just slipped past the police in the dark. Well, I decided to shoot myself, but the game isn't played out yet. It might be easier to shoot you.
You're only making it harder for yourself. You know that. I don't think there's too much to you for shooting a rat like Fellini.
Sorry, Logan. You were good to me. You liked me, even. But I'm rotten than I always was, and I'm going to do the selfish thing to the end.
Put it down!
Yeah, put it down, Miss Hollister. You see, Logan's been close to her ever since we let him out of jail.
Well, here goes nothing.
Grab her! Don't!
Rat! He stopped me doing the only decent thing I ever tried in my whole life. I hate you. I hate everybody.
It'll pass, Marion. Everything does. Things can get better for you. Believe me.
Dear me. What sort of a world is it when you can't even trust a ghost? It isn't the sort of thing we'd stand for behind the creaking door.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door? Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next.